lunch or breakfast. I'll make up for it later on.
Yeah, maybe.
What about, let's say if I have a belt that's made out of pure leather, yeah, you know, nothing else. I'd say now this isn't imitation leather.
It's a genuine leather belt. Put a belt on there. I guess, I don't know, I may not have worn that belt four or five years.
Is that right?
I've worn it for Sunday for a year or two, you know, because I got more than one belt, but anyhow. But I wore this everyday belt, I call it. Mm-hmm. I got a Sunday belt.
Oh, yeah. What about if this is something else that you might spread on hot biscuits for breakfast? Made out of, you know, they made out of different kind of fruits. You get it, you dip it out of the
jar. Preserves,
yeah. Or is that same thing as, you know, you can just buy it in the store, like blackberry
jelly,
something like that.
That vine out there, that's a muscadine vine.
Oh yeah.
And that's it makes some mighty good jelly.
Is that a fact?
Yes, sir. And you can can it juice and make your jelly later if you don't want to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead and make it when you get it.
Oh, yeah. And what about these shakers, you know, that you have on your table to season?
Salt shakers and pepper shakers.
Okay. Well, what about if I had a bowl of fruit, say with some apples and some peaches in it, and I offered it to you? You might say, well, I don't think I care for a peach, but
you might give me some jelly or something like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted an apple, say just...
Apple.
Okay. What about
pears?
Pears.
They make good... You have pear, canned pears, because, mm-hmm, you know, we got them now in the canned.
Mm-hmm. What if I was looking for a place where somebody lives? I was asking you about it. You might say, well, he doesn't live here, close by. He lives
down the road further in some other district, you see, down, you know, a different road.
Right. Or if you were telling me how to do something, you might say, well, now, don't do it that way. Do it
another way. I know a better way.
Mm-hmm. They don't do it this way, in other words.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what about if a man's not rich, if he doesn't have much money at all, you say he's
poor.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a lot of peach trees together? You'd say you had a big
orchard. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody asked me if I owned that orchard, I might say, no, I just live close by. He's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. What about when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
His father had money and was rich.
Do you remember what kind of tree it was that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
You're talking about cherry. That the inside.
But he didn't get no whipping for that.
Say what now?
He didn't get no whipping.
He didn't get no whipping. No. Because he
told the truth. He was a truthful guy.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. What about the inside of a cherry that you might crack a tooth on if you bit down hard? What do you call that?
The seed? Yeah, kernel.
Kernel? Mm-hmm. What about the inside of a peach? What is that?
That's a peach seed.
Peach seed?
Yeah, seed, yeah.
Well, you know, talking about peaches, some peaches, the